Today, we'd like to see the book of Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 to 10, under the title of conscience. Conscience means instinctive, natural understanding when we are born. First of all, for online people, we suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. What is the first covenant? What is the first covenant? Question 2. In verses 6 and 7, now when these things had been thus prepared, the priests always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing the services. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. What are the first part of the tabernacle and the second part? What are the first part of the tabernacle and the second part? Question 3. In verses 8 and 9, the Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time, in which both the gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience. What do the verses mean? What do the verses mean? First of all, we'd like to see background. Just the previous verse says in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13, in that, Jesus says a new covenant. Jesus has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing older is ready to vanish away. So, now means in New Testament time. So, in New Testament time, a new covenant. Today, the approach to God through the older covenant or the first covenant is compared with the approach to God through the new covenant. So old covenant is a synonym to first covenant or old testament. So old covenant require covenant of works, require all obedience, literal obedience. So require the perfect obedience of the Lord. New covenant or second covenant or New Testament is the covenant of the grace, only required the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. So at that moment, the Holy Spirit worked through all Christians to perform God's word. Hebrews unit, cubit, metric unit, meat, United States unit, foot. So one cubit equal to 0.5 meter equal to 1.5 feet. So we are seeing, first of all, the tabernacle length, then width, then height. So length, width, and height. In that way, we see the tabernacle describes stood in an open space or court of a rectangular form, 100 cubits in length and 50 in width and 5 in height, situated due east and west in Exodus chapter 27 verse 18. So a court of a rectangular form, open space, so 100 cubits by 50 and 5 equal to 150 feet length by 75 in width and 7.5 in feet in height. That means 50 meters length by 25 meters width and 2.5 meters. In light of Exodus chapter 26, verses 15 to 30, and 36, verses 20 to 30, tabernacle inside was an oblong structure or a rectangular enclosure, 30 cubits in length by 10 in width and 10 in height, the interior being divided into two chambers or two rooms, the first or outer of 20 cubits in length, the inner of 10 cubits, and consequently an exact cube. The former was the holy place or the first tabernacle. Here, tabernacle, the length 30 cubits by 10 cubits in width and 10 cubits in height, that is 45 feet in length by 15 feet in width and 15 feet in height. That is 15 meters in length and 5 meters in width, 5 meters in height. Then is the holy place. So holy place is a priesthood also, that is oblong structure or rectangular enclosure. 20 cubits in length and 10 cubits in width, 10 cubits in height, that is 30 feet in length by 15 feet in width and 15 feet in height. That is 10 meters in length by 5 meters in width and 5 meters in height. Then the most holy place, cube. 10 cubic cubits, 5 cubic meters, 15 cubic feet. So Solomon Temple was about double bigger than the tabernacle size. In the Second Chronicle chapter 3 through chapter 4. So now we are seeing is a big tabernacle in structure. Old Testament to tabernacle talk about in Exodus chapter 25, the First Kings chapter 6 through chapter 7 compared to New Testament. First of all, we see open court, open space court. There is a 100 by 50 and by 5 cubits, that is 150 feet by 75 and 7.5 feet. That is 50 meters by 25 and 2.5 meters. Then inside is east door, the entrance there, a little left side is a bronze altar for sacrifices of judgment. There is a New Testament like a cross. Jesus Christ himself was sacrificed for our sin. That's talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 4, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, also Romans chapter 12, verse 1, living sacrifice. Then is a branch of labor. So priests for cleanse themselves, usually they're washing hands before performing their duties, before entering into the sanctuary or the holy place, washing hands. So not body, So there is a New Testament to repent, spiritual cleansing. John chapter 13, verse 10, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Then inside the tabernacle, oblong enclosure, you know, structure, rectangular enclosure, tabernacle 30 by 10 and 10 cubits, or 15 by 5 and 5 meters, 45 by 15 and 15 feet. Then first part called the holy place or sanctuary in this book, the 20 by 10 and 10 cubits, 10 by 5 and 5 meters, that is 30 by 15 and 15 feet. The holy place inside the first right hand side table of a shewbread, 12 loaves of a shewbread, so each loaf indicate one tribe, so two rolls of six. So New Testament, Jesus Christ himself, I am living bread, John chapter 6, verse 51. Then is left hand side, southbound, the golden lampstand, or golden candlestick, the Hebrew word menorah, the seven burning oil lamps on one stand. That is on the table. Priests daily keep it burning 24 hours per day. So the priest's trim is wicks. Then is a New Testament, the seven churches who are salt and light of the world. So Revelation chapter 1 verse 20, or Matthew chapter 5 verse 13 to 16. Then is altar incense, an altar in front of the veil. So the incense, a sweet smelling savior. Numbers chapter 16 verse 39. The Moses a tabernacle branter, but the Solomon, you know, made of gold. So that's the talk of 1 Kings chapter 7 verse 50. New Testament, that's a symbol, saints of prayer. So prayers and supplication, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, Revelation chapter 5 verse 8. Then is a veil or curtain. The veil divided the two sacred rooms or two sacred chambers. One is called the holy place or sanctuary. The other one, the most holy place, or the holiest of holy. So sin separated between God and people. That is a veil. So Jesus said, Jesus broke the veil. So Jesus on the cross, it is finished. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51, and John chapter 19, verse 30. Then the most holy place, or the holiest of holy, that is a cube. So 10 by 10 and 10 cubits, or 5 by 5 and 5 meters, or 15 by 15 and 15 feet. No light in the most holy place, but the light of God's presence. That's called Shekinah, the Hebrew word. So God's presence, that's signified by the Holy Spirit. You know, this author talk about, you know, God's presence. Then is only high priest one day per year was allowed to the most holy place. But the New Testament, Jesus Christ as the high priest, also sacrificed by himself, torn down the veil, no veil. So all Christians now, each Christian body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. So each of all Christians is the temple of a living God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. Also the high priest golden censer. Golden censer is a movable. Golden censer was held in the high priest's hands. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 12 and 13. Then inside an ark of the covenant, there is a golden rectangular wooden box. So 2.5 by 1.5 and 1.5 cubits, or 1.25 by 0.75 and 0.75 meters, or 3.75 by 2.25 and 2.25 feet. So in Exodus chapter 25 verse 10, so the Old Testament inside is the law, that is like a schoolmaster in Galatians chapter 3 verse 24. That's a new covenant. Jesus Christ made his new covenant. So schoolmaster was dead in New Testament time. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25, Matthew chapter 26 verse 28. Then Ark of the Covenant inside, first 10 commandments. So two tablets, so the 10 commandments. Law is right and holy, but problem is human. Human disobedience of the Lord. Human cannot perform law 100%. Romans chapter 2 verse 13, Romans chapter 3 verse 31. So law, that's the result of a sin is death. Romans chapter 3 verse 23, Romans 6 verse 23. Then inside the next, a jar of manna, or a pot of manna. Manna is a bread, you know, coming from the heaven. So in the Israelite in the wilderness life, bread, golden jar, Exodus chapter 16, verse 15. In New Testament, spiritual food or spiritual drink, disciple explained, the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 4. Spiritual food is God's word, spiritual drink in the Holy Spirit, like that. Aaron's rod, then Almond's bird, Numbers chapter 17, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4. Only Aaron's tribe, the rod, which means God allowed Aaron's descendant to be priest, not in other tribes. That is the symbol in New Testament, Jesus Christ's resurrection. So Jesus died, but resurrected. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Then is the mercy seat. Mercy seat, the lid over the Ark of the Covenant. The lid, or the cover over the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat. Basically, high priest, the sprinkling, the blood of a bull, and the blood over goats is there, and the Day of Atonement, that's called as Yom Kippur. Then is a golden two cherubim over there atop the mercy seat. Their size 10 by 10 cubit, height 10, the wing 10 cubit, 5 by 5 meters, 15 by 15 feet. Exodus chapter 25 verse 19, 1 Kings chapter 6 verses 24 and 25. Then we are see today the chapter 9 of the book of Hebrews verses 1 to 10. Then indeed even the first covenant. So first covenant meaning all the covenants. So the covenant of work, so require 100% obedience of the Lord. That's the first covenant. Had ordinance, ordinance meaning law, or do something, do this thing, do that thing, of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. This is talking about earthly sanctuary, meaning the earthly holy place. So for a tabernacle, tabernacle is a movable tent. ordered to Moses by God. That is, a tabernacle was prepared. The first part, in which was the lampstand. So we already explained lampstand or a candlestick, the table and the showbread. That is the table of a showbread. Two rolls over six. So each loaf of bread stands for each tribe, which is called the sanctuary. So here, the first part means the holy place or sanctuary, priest daily service. So lampstand on the left side, south side, oil light. You know, that is oil, is the burning oil. That is the savior or perfume is come to the Lord. That is symbol of worship. Showbread, the table of showbread, 12 tribes, the sanctuary, called it as the holy place. Now verse 3, and behind the second veil. So get through the veil or curtain, the part of a tabernacle which is called the holiest of all. The holiest of all meaning the most holy place. Then verse 4, which had the golden censer. Golden censer is a swung, movable, you know, held in the high priest, and the Ark of the Covenant, Ark of the Covenant, rectangular big box, overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden part that had the manna, or a golden jar of manna. Aaron's rod, you know, that breathed. So Aaron's rod is, Aaron is almond rod, almond bread, and the tables of the covenant. So tablets of the covenant is two tablets. The commandment 1-4, the commandment between people and God. The commandment 5-10, that is among people relationship. So that's why two tablets of the covenant. That is verse 5, and above it is where the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. So over these things we cannot now speak in detail. So we briefly already reviewed, but this author said he would not speak in detail over the tabernacle because he want to maintain is compared to how to approach it to God through the first covenant or old covenant compared to through new covenant approach to God. You know, that is the main theme explained by author. Verse 6, now when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle. So first part of the tabernacle, which means a sanctuary or the holy priest performing the service. So there is always a visiting, there is a weekly basis, they changed the showbread. So bread was made by fine flour. So only priest were qualified to eat and showbread after serving to the Lord. Also oil, 24 hours per day, always oil should be lightened, not turned off. That is, here is a priest always. How about in New Testament time, who are priests? That is 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, you are royal priesthood. So all Christians, because Peter sent a letter to all Christians to spread the Christians. So you are priesthood, which meaning all Christians priests daily worshiping God the Father in the spirit and in truth. That's why Jesus called true worshiper. God loves true worshiper. Also, you required three parts. Number one, you should worship God the Father, not anything, not yourself, not money, not glory, not power, not anything else, only God the Father. Then how? There is two ways. One is in truth. What is truth? Truth is God's word. And in spirit, in the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit and in truth, which is the word of God. So you should worship God the Father. That is how long? Always, the moment-to-moment relationship. Then verse 7, but into the second part which means the holiest of all, or what the most holy place, light of God's presence, Shekinah. So the high priest went along once a year. That's called one day per year, the Day of Atonement. The Hebrew word Yom. Yom means day. Kopha means kophar. K-O-P-H-A-R. Kopha means covering. So not eliminated your sin, but covering your sin. Here, not without blood, which means blood always required. So since committed in ignorance, which meaning mistake, or negligent sin, not intentional sin. So that's talking about Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27. Also the 10th day of this 7th month. So the Jewish lunar calendar, 10th day of 7th month, called as the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your soul and offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. Then is how? Leviticus chapter 16, verses 6 to 10. Aaron, the high priest, shall offer the bull or bullock as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house. First, God said, first you should bring bull for yourself, meaning your ignorant sin, your general sin, unknown sin, and your household, your family, your relative general sin. He shall take two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of a meeting. Then Aaron, the high priest, shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord, and the other for the scapegoat. Scapegoat, the Hebrew word, Azazel. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the Lord's lot fell, and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it, and to let it go as the scapegoat into the wilderness. Basically, first, the atonement for Aaron and Aaron's family, relatives. That's why God asked a bull. So the Aaron killed the bull in a blood, into outside the kill, then blood, the bringing into the holy place, the mercy seat, sprinkling there. So which is a symbol to cover up Aaron's general sin and Aaron's relative sin. That's the first. Second one is atonement for the Israel people. People is one goat is called as a scapegoat. Scapegoat means Aaron, the pool. All people's sin put on the goat, then is let that goat run away into the wilderness. That is a symbol for all Israel's sin put on the goat. That's why called scapegoat. The goat escaped it from killing or from sacrifice. But second one is a kill, the goat, the blood, come outside the kill, that blood, Aaron brought their blood into the mercy seat, sprinkling into there. Then, here, committed in ignorance, then verse 8, the Holy Spirit indicating this, or the Holy Spirit signifying this. So here the Holy Spirit means the presence of God, God's presence. Because the Holy Spirit is God, right? Holy Spirit, God, indicating this, that the way into holiest of all, so holiest of, the most holy place, only God was present in the most holy place. That's why Holy Spirit was not yet made shown or clear while the first tabernacle was still standing. So first tabernacle means as long as the old tabernacle, you know, given to Moses by God, you know, the old tabernacle, the as long as the tabernacle was standing, so the way into the holiest of all, the way into the presence of God was not clear, was not made clear. As long as the Old Testament tabernacle system was still standing. So verse 9, it was symbolic for the present time. Present time is a New Testament time in which both the gifts and sacrifice. So they give offering, sacrifice in the Old Testament, burnt offering, peace offering, many kinds of sacrifice, you know, meal offering, you know, meat offering, you know, sacrifice are offered which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to consequence. So cannot rid your conscience of the guilt. So which meaning, you make an offering or a sacrifice to the Lord is not, you know, perfect, eliminated, cleanse away your guilt. So cannot rid, cannot, you know, abolish or eliminated your guilt, you know, from your conscience. Service perfect in regard to conscience. Here is a conscience is after Adam committed sin, Adam's conscience was polluted by sin, you know, through sin. So not perfect. So before Adam committed sin, that conscience was pure, not committed. So perfect conscience. But after Adam committed sin, so the conscience was imperfect. So the service not perfect. Why? Because only allowed approach into the presence of God was to the high priest alone. That's why even priest not allowed, even king was not allowed, even king was not allowed into sanctuary either. So only high priest was allowed, the holiest of all, so not perfect. So verse 10, concerned only with food and drinkers, dietary laws, many dietary, you cannot, you know, eat pork, you know, for example. So foods and drinkers, various washing and fleshly ordinance, ceremonial cleansing laws, imposed or required until the time of reformation. The time of a perfect reformation, which is the time of a New Testament covenant through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, you know, Jesus, when he was crucified, that time, it is finished, it is complete, it is perfect. So until the time of reformation, until the time of a New Testament. So let's see, you know, each question. In verse 1, then indeed, even the first covenant had the ordinance of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. What is the first covenant? First covenant is the old covenant, which is a covenant of works, required 100% obedience of the Lord. Question 2, in verses 6 and 7, now when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing the service, but into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sin, committed in ignorance. What are the first part of the tabernacle and the second part? The first part of the tabernacle is here, sanctuary, or the holy place, or the second part, the most holy place, or here, the holiest of all. Or last question in verses 8 and 9, the Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way in the holiest of all was not made manifest or clear while the first tabernacle was still standing. So which meaning the Old Testament tabernacle system was still standing, the Holy Spirit or the presence of God, the way in the holiest of all was not yet made clear. Verse 9, it was a symbolic for the present time of New Testament in which both the gift and the sacrifice are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect. Why? Only allowed to high priest one day per year, so not allowed to everybody. So in regard to the conscience, so conscience is imperfect. So what do the verses mean? So that means in the Old Testament system is not, you know, perfect because the high priest only allowed one day per year without blood. He was not, you know, allowed into there. Also, first he cleansed for his sin and his family's sin, then, you know, people's sin. So that is not, you know, perfect in light of, you know, conscience. So this is a basic. Today, so we are talking about how to approach to God through all the covenants. The first covenant is not perfect, but the approach to God through the new covenant through Jesus Christ is perfect. That's the author main theme. Let's sing song all together, our last songs on bulletin.